The Conservative Party conference kicks off today in Manchester. In her conference speech on Tuesday, the Home Secretary, Theresa May, is expected to give more details about the measures she plans to bring forward in a new counter-extremism bill. Dr. Michael Nazir Ali, the former Bishop of Rochester, has already voiced his concerns about the government's strategy. To Downing Street, he joins us now. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
What are the concerns you've expressed to ministers?
Well, I think what I've said is there is a problem. I mean, the government is not tilting at windmills. There is a problem about recruitment to violence, for instance, whether in Syria or elsewhere. There is incitement to hatred, which may lead to violence. But having said all of that, we must keep freedom of speech in our society if we are going to be a free society as the default position.
And where do you see threats to freedom of speech?
Well, I think if these extremism disruption orders, for instance, or the closure of institutions or the banning of individuals goes beyond what is allowed by international and domestic law, that would be a threat to freedom of speech. So the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, for instance, limits any kind of curbs on freedom of speech to where there is incitement to violence or harm or discrimination against groups or individuals. I think that's a pretty good criteria.
It's an important criteria. And the Home Office has said to us that the bill will focus, of course, on the most active and persistent extremist groups, individuals perhaps who pose a threat to society. And international law, of course, doesn't prevent a country protecting itself.
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, I think treason, what used to be called treason, is another reason why there might be law. But look, I mean, these things have been said before. After the Trojan horse affair in Birmingham, there was an inquiry about why there'd been infiltration of schools in Birmingham by extremists. And it ended up with certain kinds of Christian schools being made a target for extremist teaching because they were teaching creation stories from the Bible. I mean, that's the kind of misuse that we've got to guard against.
If you're not impressed particularly by the government's approach to its counter-extremism policy, what would you do differently?
Well, it's not a question of being impressed or not. I think these issues, as I say, have to be thought about. There is a problem that we have got. I would do three things. I think there is something to do in law, that is to prevent people inciting others to violence, recruiting impressionable people for violent activity, undermining the constitution of this country, for instance. I mean, all that is capable of treatment in law. But then there is also the question of guidance, how to encourage good policies of integration at every level of our national life, of common citizenship, of common values. And then there is what I call encouragement within the different faiths, for them to develop policies that lead to integration rather than isolation.
Dr. Michael Nazir Ali, thank you very much.